Hello and welcome to Cisco's quarterly Contact Center Analyst Relations podcast series. I'm Ron Davis, Analyst Relations Manager for Unified Communications. With me today is Ross Daniels, the Director of Unified Communications Solutions Marketing. Ross, thanks for being here with me today.
Ron, it's great to be here. I love doing these podcasts every quarter. We're going to make a strong attempt to come in under 7 minutes, which will be a real success if we're able to do that.
That will be fantastic. Ross, so the first quarter of 2009 fiscal year has marked a very exciting quarter for us. On September 24th, we had a group of folks with us in San Diego, California, where we launched Unified Communications Video and a Web 2.0 applications platform. At the summit, we also reached a wide range of folks across the globe. In a 24-hour period, we reached 30 cities through U.S., Canada, Europe, Middle East, Africa, Japan, and Asia-Pac. You were in San Diego with us. Could you provide us with some of the key highlights from the event?
Sure. It was a terrific event. We, for the first time, brought together three distinct audiences. We brought together the UC analysts, we brought together the UC partners, and we brought together the UC consultants, all to a single event. We, on the morning of September 24th, had this global launch of our collaboration portfolio and, you know, our piece of that, Unified Communications 7.0. Terrific event, and got some really great feedback from folks that, you know, with the collaboration strategy, we're really, I think, taking a step apart in a differentiation from a lot of the other folks in the space.
Excellent. So what were the key components that are tied to our contact center portfolio?
Sure. We actually announced a number of things in contact center as part of our Unified Communications release 7.0. Specifically, we released Unified Expert Advisor, which ties together contact centers with knowledge workers in the enterprise using Presence. We also announced Contact Center Enterprise 7.5. We announced Unified Contact Center Express 7.0. And also actually the Cisco Unified Intelligence Suite, which the analysts will remember came out of a acquisition that we made last year of a company called Latigent. So here we are a year later, and we've come out with the Cisco version of that product as part of the reporting and analytics package for Contact Center Enterprise and Unified ICM.
Fantastic. So you mentioned quite a few things there. Is there any more detail you can give us around each one of those areas?
Sure. So first on Expert Advisor, and this is functionality that we've been looking forward to really for a while, and it's the kind of thing where 3 years ago it was sort of vision, and now we're delivering on it. With Expert Advisor, what we're really doing is taking the concept of contact center routing and bringing it outside of the contact center and into the enterprise. So when a call comes in, if an agent needs some specialized assistance, using their regular interface, their typical desktop application, all they do is select an expert group, and the Expert Advisor software is going to go and find the expert with the right skills who is available at that time, using Presence to indicate that. And actually route the call automatically to that person. So very important functionality, and something that we've heard over and over again is really kind of one of the first key proof points of tying together Unified Communications and Contact Center. So very important. On Contact Center Enterprise, we're really focused there on the ilities. So scalability, reliability, manageability, serviceability are all things that we really invested in Contact Center Enterprise. On the scalability side of things, for example, a 50% increase in terms of agent capacity it's a threefold increase in IVR port scalability on that one. With Contact Center Express, we just continue to add fantastic features to, sort of our all-in-one mid-market solution. We added presence capabilities to the Cisco Agent Desktop with Express. We also added an agent email feature, so that for folks who want some email handling capabilities without sort of going into the full email interaction manager, we now have that within the Cisco Agent Desktop as well. So really important. And then again, I mentioned the Unified Intelligence Suite, which is really bringing that first layer of reporting and analytics to the enterprise product as well.
Fantastic. So quite a few things happening there. I'm sure there will be much more to come from us. Can you give us any insights on where the folks listening should look for us?
Sure thing. I mean, typical for us, you know, we make a big investment and have a big presence at the VoiceCon event in the spring. We'll certainly are planning to do that again. That's being held at the end of March and into the first week of April of 2009. So I'm not going to pre-announce anything here, but absolutely, you know, look for us to continue to update the analyst community and our customers as well with you know, key feature enhancements and version updates to the portfolio. The other thing that that I'll mention that folks can probably look out for is something that actually we did introduce at the Collaboration Summit, just in terms of a new message for us around customer care. Something that we introduced that we're calling Put the Customer First. And so folks can actually see a column or an article that that we've written on that that's being hosted on CRM Exchange. So folks can actually take a look for that. And that's a message that we're going to continue to propagate into the market. The idea that especially in these economic times, we can't allow our customers to get stuck just on the efficiency side of things. It's not all about cost-cutting and efficiencies. We need to make sure that people remember the effectiveness side of things, the revenue-generating side of things, and really make sure that they have a good balance. And one way to really make sure that that happens is just always put the customer first. And that's going to be kind of our mantra as we go forward.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I gotta say, we've done this in under 7 minutes.
Have we really? So, it's, you know, once I get flowing, it's hard to say.
Before we do wrap up here today, is there any additional information you'd like to share with the listeners?
Sure. You know, just always want to remind folks that you know, there's great information publicly available on our contact center solutions on Cisco.com. If you go to Cisco.com/go/cc. Takes you directly to the main products landing area for contact center. And I always just like to thank the analysts for listening to the podcast as well. And I know that they do listen because I get questions every now and then. I know you do as well. So thanks for listening from me.
Well, Russ, thank you very much for the time today and providing the update. Really appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure and looking forward to it next quarter as well.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us for this edition of the Analyst Relations Quarterly Contact Center Podcast Series.